Penguin Random House Audio presents Tom Clancy, Power and Empire by Mark Cameron. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. A dozen men clad in bright orange coveralls and white hard hats swarmed the decks of CGSL Orion, the 396-meter flagship of China Global Shipping Lines, like ants. The hollow thud of metal box against metal box rattled the air, adding a bass note to the scream of gears and the whine of spinning cable drums. Gargantuan orange gantry cranes towering 50 meters above dipped and rose, then dipped again, their noses swinging back and forth from dock to ship, with payloads of white, green, blue, or red metal containers known as TEUs, or 20-foot equivalent units. Gao Qian, chief of the ants, stood on the concrete docks of Dalian. This was one of the busiest container hubs in China, and the mountain of TEUs stacked beside the huge vessel made the man look and feel minuscule. He waved his good arm and spoke into the radio clipped to a loop on the chest of his coveralls. The broad smile across his face belied the frenetic pace of the activity around him. Far too busy with their own tasks, none of the other dock workers looked up to pay any attention to his flailing arm, but they listened intently to his voice over their respective radios. His job was to coordinate and make certain the loading went quickly and safely. Of all the people on the docks, Gao was intimately familiar with the dangers. Each year, almost 750 million of these ubiquitous metal containers, roughly 24 trillion pounds of cargo, moved